At the Café Suito, we had just sat down and ordered fundador when Robert Cohn came up. "Where's Brett?" he asked. "I don't know." "She was with you." "She must have gone to bed." "She's not." "I don't know where she is." His face was sallow under the light. He was standing up. "Tell me where she is." "Sit down," I said. "I don't know where she is." "The hell you don't. You can shut your face. Tell me where Brett is." "I'll not tell you a damn thing." "You know where she is." "If I did, I wouldn't tell you."
"Oh, go to hell, Cohn," Mike called from the table. "Brett's gone off with the bullfighter chap. They're on their honeymoon."
"You shut up."
"Oh, go to hell," Mike said languidly.
"Is that where she is?" Cohn turned to me.
"Go to hell."
"She was with you. Is that where she is?"
"Go to hell."
"I'll make you tell me."
He stepped forward.
"You damned pimp." I swung at him and he ducked. I saw his face duck sideways in the light. He hit me and I sat down on the pavement. As I started to get on my feet, he hit me twice. I went down backward under a table. I tried to get up and felt I did not have any legs. I felt I must get on my feet and try and hit him. Mike helped me up. Someone poured a carafe of water on my head. Mike had an arm around me, and I found I was sitting on a chair. Mike was pulling at my ears.
"I say, you are cold," Mike said.
"Where the hell were you?"
"Oh, I was around."
"You didn't want to mix in it?"
"He knocked Mike down, too," Edna said.
"He didn't knock me out," Mike said. "I just lay there."
"Does this happen every night at your fiestas?" Edna asked. "Wasn't that Mr. Cohn?"
"I'm all right," I said. "My head's a little wobbly."
There were several waiters and a crowd of people standing around.
"Vaya," said Mike. "Get away. Go on."
The waiters moved the people away.
"It was quite a thing to watch," Edna said. "He must be a boxer."
"He is."
"I wish Bill had been here," Edna said. "I'd like to have seen Bill knocked down, too. I've always wanted to see Bill knocked down. He's so big."
"I was hoping he would knock down a waiter," Mike said, "and get arrested. I'd like to see Mr. Robert Cohn in jail."
"No," I said.
"Oh, no," said Edna. "You don't mean that."
"I do, though," Mike said. "I'm not one of these chaps that likes being knocked about. I never play games, even."
Mike took a drink.
"I never liked to hunt, you know. There was always the danger of having a horse fall on you. How do you feel, Jake?"
"All right."
"You're nice," Edna said to Mike. "Are you really a bankrupt?"
"I'm a tremendous bankrupt," Mike said. "I owe money to everybody."
"Don't you owe any money?"
"Tons."
"I owe everybody money," Mike said. "I borrowed 100 pesetas from Montoya tonight."
"The hell you did," I said.
"I'll pay it back," Mike said. "I always pay everything back."
"That's why you're a bankrupt, isn't it?" Edna said.
I stood up. I had heard them talking from a long way away. It all seemed like some bad play. "I'm going over to the hotel," I said. Then I heard them talking about me.
"Is he all right?" Edna asked.
"We'd better walk with him." "I'm all right," I said. "Don't come. I'll see you all later."
I walked away from the cafe. They were sitting at the table. I looked back at them and at the empty tables. There was a waiter sitting at one of the tables with his head in his hands.